top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on Q.
This is the Prime Evening News for today, Tuesday, April 2nd, in the headlines. Concerned Citizens Movement Treasurer John Blanchard is concerned about allegations of the potential of hush money payments related to a so-called Sargasso building in Roseau.
Wherever it happens.
Canada has deployed approximately 70 soldiers to Jamaica to provide a training for troops from the Caribbean countries slated to participate in a United Nations-sanctioned peacekeeping mission to Haiti. And a Pakistani court has granted a former Prime Minister Imran Khan an appeal of his graft conviction, suspending the 40-year jail sentence handed down to him and his wife earlier in the year.
When it happens.
Details coming up next.
Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on Q.
John Blanchard, treasurer of the Concerned Citizens Movement, has brought into question allegations of the possibility of hush money being exchanged to maintain silence regarding the ownership of a so-called Sargasso building in Roseau. Blanchard highlighted allegations about individuals in positions of authority which allegedly promoted inquiries into the building's ownership.
We have suspected that there's a lot of hush money being paid in Dominica, or perhaps I should rephrase it and ask the question, was hush money paid for the truth about the ownership of the House of Dark Secrets to be kept a secret? Is there some hush money involved? Is there so many things happening in Dominica and so many persons in authority that is responsible, they will say nothing. So we're asking the question, was hush money paid? Was hush money paid to the public officers who are responsible for giving the nation detailed information about the CBI program as it relates to the proceeds from the sale of our passports? We're asking a question. Accountability, transparency, and corruption are among the major concerns in our country. And so we must ask the question whether hush money is also in play.
Blanchard has also expressed apprehensions about the quietness of nation's religious leaders regarding issues impacting the country, prompting curiosity about the matter as well.
We are deeply concerned about the silence of the so-called spiritual leaders. We are very concerned about them, our spiritual leaders, and it leaves us to wonder whether some hush money is at work. You know, hush money even seems to be the deciding factor for the selection of candidates for election. The police is perceived to be working for the master and not in the interest of the public, which is to protect life and property. We ask the question again, is there hush money at play? Is there any hush money at play, my people? When you're asking the question, it's our understanding that hush money may be in circulation at Wesley, where some are awarded compensation for the acquired lands, while others are given preconditions to qualify for payment. And we heard the Prime Minister recently talking about title. You must present your title and so on before payments can be made.
And that was John Blanchard, treasurer of the Concerned Citizens Movement. Glenroy Susu Coffee has emphasized the pressing need for Dominica to adopt a comprehensive and well-structured agricultural policy that prioritizes environmental preservation. This policy aims to ensure the environmentally friendly utilization of planet protection products. Coffee highlighted the recent introduction of eco-friendly agricultural products and stressed the importance of responsible usage to safeguard the environment.
We want an agriculture policy, by the way, that will take into account the environment, protection of the environment. How do we go about that? We have to be responsible in the way we do things. And the reason why I'm saying that, we'll have the technocrats putting everything in order with respect to getting there. But we have to be responsible in the way we use plant protection products, like the fertilizers, like the insecticides, like the weedicides, and all of the other, maybe I don't want to call them destructive, I want them to call them didetidozin, like gramoxone, that is out of the way. But we have more environmentally friendly now pest control, where we can use pesticides, we can use, so we have to be environmentally friendly in the way we do that. Because the higher concentration of these things that you use, they will have impact on the environment, subsequently our fauna and flora.
Coffee additionally emphasized the importance of an agricultural policy that prioritizes marketing strategy and ensures the fulfillment of production targets within the market. He expressed disappointment over the country's current inability to meet this demand.
We need an agricultural policy that will focus on market. So yes, marketing. So you're talking about marketing is getting the market, and not just about getting a market. You have to make sure that you identify your crops, and to make sure that you have a target market for the crops. And imagine, it's so sad to say, maybe now in this situation, Dominica alone will not be able to do all of the production. You have to be consistent in your production, you have to be consistent in your quality. So probably the little blocks that are wrong now, the Caribbean block, the CARICOM block, and talking about the Windward block, could be one block that put their resources together, put a marketing plan together, export, and then we can bring revenues. We're talking about, what about, talking about technology and innovation. When we talk about technology and innovation, we've been talking about it. Remember now, the way agriculture has been conducted over the world now, it is highly technologized, and we have to get ready to put in certain mechanisms in place so that we can have good technology in our agriculture. What that means, some of you can look about infrastructure. You can have irrigation, people talk about. How do you do that? You will have to identify the areas that experience a lot of drought or where we experience water deficits, and to get water into those farms so that we can help production and productivity.
Agriculture enthusiast Glenroy Sosokofi. The World Health Organization, WHO, has introduced a new initiative, COVINET, aimed at facilitating global expertise and capacities for the detection, monitoring and assessment of coronaviruses, including SARS-CoV-2, MERS-CoV-V, and emerging coronaviruses of public health significance, expanding upon the existing WHO COVID-19 Reference Laboratory Network. Established during the pandemic's onset, COVINET broadens its focus to encompass a wider range of coronaviruses, incorporating human, animal, and environmental surveillance. Currently comprising 36 laboratories from 21 countries across all six WHO regions, COVINET recently convened in Geneva on March 26 and 27 to finalize an action plan for the 2024-2025 year. The goal is to equip the WHO member states with enhanced capabilities for early detection, risk assessment and response to coronavirus-related health challenges. And of course, you can read more on this story on our website, that's www.q95da.com. Dominican parents are being cautioned to never give up on the education of their children, as students requiring special education or skill-based training often go on to live and achieve more successful lives than those academically inclined. Speaking on Q95 FM Radio recently, Joanne Prince, educator, radio personality and member of the Marigot Enhancement Education Movement, advised parents and guidance that technical vocational opportunities are available for youth and adults who need an alternative to educational achievements.
I have three friends who are engineers, and they are from the GSP program. Matter of fact, a lot of my friends are engineers at Cacown. Yeah, so it tells me that the GSP program, they went into high school through third form. So in my field of special education, that means they were slow learners.
Yes.
They learned differently. So how is it that they did not pass the common entrance exam, but today, look at Anderson, working in the federal government as an engineer. So it's a lot that can be said.
And that was the educator, radio personality, and member of the Marigot Enhancement Education Movement, Joanne Prince. On March 31st, 2024, Addison James secured a bronze medal for Dominica at the Carifta Games held in Grenada over the weekend. Mr. James secured the win in the boys' under 20 javelin event. A Dominican delegation of four athletes competed at the 51st Carifta Games at the Kirani Athlete Stadium in St. George's, Grenada. 28 countries took part in the games from March 29th to April 1st, 2024. James threw a distance of 65.50 meters, setting a new personal best in the sport. International Secretary of the United Workers' Party, Dr. McDonald Thomas, emphasized the significance of effective leadership in fostering the development of agriculture and other sectors in Dominica. He highlighted the need for leadership that prioritizes all sectors of the economy, particularly agriculture, which he believes is lagging under the DLP administration. Thomas suggested that this deficiency is impeding the potential growth of Dominica's agricultural sector.
One of the ways that agriculture, like every other sector, can move along and prosper in the country is by through sound leadership. You know, leadership, if you have leadership in place that focuses on the different segment of the economy, of which agriculture is supposed to be, and I'm saying supposed to be because when you look at how it's done in Dominica, it actually is not a priority. And I was just going through and looking at some of the countries and how agriculture, how they show the importance of agriculture. In Japan, Japan spends over $65 billion in subsidizing agriculture. South Korea, $20 billion. India, over $28 billion. China, $212 billion subsidizing the farmers. The United States, over $172 billion. In the EU, over 40% of the budget in the EU is spent on subsidizing agriculture. And subsidizing covers a whole range of issues. You're talking about inputs. You're talking about educating the people. You're talking about setting up cooperatives. So if the government, and you could compare that to what is spent on agriculture in this country by this administration, and it could give you an idea of the importance and the priority that has been placed on agriculture.
Dr. Thomas highlighted a shift in the treatment of agriculture, noting its prioritization during the United Workers Administration. As compared to the current state, farmers have voiced their dissatisfaction with the level of attention given to the agricultural sector by the DLP administration.
If there is not the leadership that's necessary, and you could see the transition from when there was strong leadership in agriculture, when there was agriculture was a priority, and things were put in place to ensure that farmers were making money, and now you're hearing farmers saying that there is no hope. But there is hope, because there's about to be a change in leadership, and this new leadership is going to focus on agriculture. And one of the things that has to be done is to be thinking of how agriculture can put money in the pockets of farmers. And to do that, you need strong leadership, you need programs, you need strategy, and we have the people who can organize and implement those things.
United Workers Party International Secretary Dr. McDonald Thomas. In other news, Canada has sent around 70 soldiers to Jamaica to train troops from the Caribbean region who are due to take part in a United Nations authorized mission to Haiti, the Canadian Defense Ministry said on Saturday. Kenya announced last year it would lead the force which has designed to help national police fight powerful gangs in Haiti, where spiraling violence has fueled a humanitarian disaster. The initiative has been tied up in Kenyan court challenges ever since, effectively putting the mission on hold. The Canadian troops from the predominantly French-speaking province of Quebec will provide training on core peacekeeping skills and combat first aid, the defense ministry said in a statement. French is one of Haiti's two official languages. The troops are due to stay in Haiti and Jamaica for an initial period of a month and will train around 340 troops from Jamaica, Belize, and the Bahamas. Canada said last month it would give $80.5 million to support the deployment of the Kenyan-led mission. And on Monday, a Pakistani court provided former Prime Minister Imran Khan with an opportunity to appeal his graft conviction, suspending the 14-year prison sentence, according to his lawyer. This development offers relief to his party, which secured the majority of seats in the national polls held in February.
A Pakistani court has granted former Prime Minister Imran Khan an appeal of his conviction for graft, his lawyer said on Monday. The decision suspends a 14-year jail sentence handed down to both him and his wife just a week before February's elections on charges of unlawfully selling state gifts worth more than $500,000. The Islamabad High Court said a final decision on the conviction will be taken up for arguments and evidence as a main petition after Eid holidays. Khan, however, will remain in jail on multiple other sentences also imposed before the elections. Those disqualify him from holding any public office for 10 years. Still, the decision brings relief for Khan's embattled party, which won the most seats in February's national polls. The ex-cricket star's lawyer Ali Zafar told supporters they were now working on other cases.
Tomorrow, we will be trying to get a suspension in the disclosing state secrets case also. If that is suspended, as I said earlier, after that, there will be no hurdle to Imran Khan's release from prison.
Khan and his party say the charges are made up to keep him out of politics, ordered by the country's powerful army after he fell out with the military's generals. The army denies the accusation.
That's the Prime Evening News, and here's a recap of the headlines. Concerned Citizens Movement Treasurer John Blanchard is concerned about allegations of the potential of hush money payments related to a so-called Sagaso building in Roseau.
Q95.
Canada has deployed approximately 70 soldiers to Jamaica to provide training for troops from the Caribbean region slated to participate in a United Nations-sanctioned peacekeeping mission to Haiti. And a Pakistani court has granted a former Prime Minister Imran Khan an appeal of his graft conviction,
as it happened,
suspending the 40-year jail sentence handed down to him and his wife earlier in the year.
On Q95.
I've been your presenter, Ferdinand Valman.
Q, top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens.